as we know, this group is mainly to share and try to coordinate information. So I had a few items that I thought would be worthwhile talking about, but as an ad hoc sharing group, you know, feel free, please, to jump in or add your own items. There isn't a defined agenda per se. And the other thing is, though Matthew couldn't join us on this call, he is going to start to take the role of leading this call in the future, or leading this this loose group in the future. And I think given how much is happening, we just continue to have related items added to our dance card. I think it will be very important to continue to have this call and to try to get more people on it more consistently, or more of the people on it more consistently. But like I said, Matthias seems like he had a pretty good excuse this time.
Hi.
Hi, Becky.
Hello. Is that Byron? Are you still married?
Yes, Becky, I am. Thank
you.
I'm
glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I probably kind of disappeared for a bit, but, you know, it was a worthwhile investment for me.
I would think the return on investment would be pretty high.
Yes, because God knows if it goes the wrong way, it can be extremely expensive, right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, putting aside the finances, just like too much work, and we are too busy.
Yes, agreed.
Your attention and energy.
Yeah, just for Don and Caroline, I had my 20th anniversary about a week ago, and my wife and I, no kids, went to Jamaica for a week, which was absolutely wonderful. And I did my best to not pay attention to anything to do with the internet, which I was moderately successful, but certainly not perfect.
We were not all that respectful.
That's true, actually. But anyway, we digress, but thank you for asking, Becky. Anyway, Becky, I was just saying, just as you got on, I have a, you know, this is a pretty loosely affiliated group for coordinating the various threads, and as they continue to increase, and I think we can all agree that not only are the number increasing, but the volume right now is getting pretty dramatic, that this call, it'll be more and more important for those of us who are in this small group to try as much as possible to make it, to try to continue to make sense of all the disparate but interrelated elements. Anyway, I have a few items that I thought would be worthy of talking about. One, of course, is the accountability element, both how we're doing, what we're going to do with any output, the IANA stewardship transition, where we're at with that and where we're going, perhaps how to spend our limited time in London, our limited, already allocated internet governance time in London. And unfortunately, Katrina's not here, but she did an excellent list on all of the CCs, who's a CCNSO member, who is not, and, you know, actually I'm really glad we have Don and Carolina on here, thinking about how we can get the regional organizations to help get those non-CCNSO members into the dialogue, given it's an ICANN-centric forum, but how can we get them in and participating? And the other element that I thought would be worthy of some discussion is starting to think about how are we going to staff all of these different entities? And when I say staff, I mean us as the CCNSO members, because if we have an accountability stream, an IANA stream, a steering group stream, and as we've talked about in the previous council meetings, we also have the existing cross-community working group on internet governance, and we have certainly a strong proposal on the table for a cross-community working group on IANA stewardship transition. So, I mean, right there's sort of five different let's call them working groups of one form or another.
Is the steering group the CC steering group?
No, I'm talking about the ICANN steering group, where we're supposed to have representation on that steering group. And in fact, we've talked about, you know, our submission has talked about, is that even appropriate and should there be more? So one steering group, possibly two cross-community working groups, just really to begin with, plus what are we doing with the accountability piece. So a lot of separate but interrelated streams, each of which are going to require horsepower and people from us, and that's... Hi, who joined?
Hello, this is Roloff.
Hey, Roloff. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Roloff, I was just talking about the number of different streams of related internet governance issues, of which all will be requiring participation from our membership. And given how many there are concurrently, I think it's worthy about having some preliminary discussion about how we are going to staff those or allocate those. And when I say staff them, I mean by CCNSO members, not secretariat staff. So those are some of the subjects that I thought would be worth spending some time on in this call. If there's any other subjects, you know, feel free.
Byron, maybe it might be... Sorry?
Go ahead, Byron.
Somebody else is... Roloff, you want to say something?
No, I was on mute. I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, I heard a voice coming in as well, and that was something different now. Maybe it's an idea to update, say, where we are with the different submission processes as well.
Yes. So in terms of the first couple of items I had just suggested were around the accountability stream as well as the IANA stewardship stream. On the accountability piece, where the deadline is June 6th, because our process wouldn't allow us to actually put in a fulsome comment in the time that was allowed, we are strictly going to put in a placeholder comment, basically making note of that and indicating that based on our process, we will be submitting a more fulsome comment during the subsequent reply period, which is due by June 27th. And there is, Becky has drafted a piece right now, and that's going to have to, it's going to go to the council and then also get more fully fleshed out. But with that, we'll have until June 27th, up to June 27th when we submit that. So that's on the accountability piece. But really, right now, in the moment, we're strictly going to be putting a placeholder, recognizing that the comment period is too short for our SO to actually go through its process to put feedback in, and that's a comment in and of itself. And on the IANA stewardship transition, comments are closed now. We have a comment in there. And the other thing of note, and we talked about it on the last council call, is that there's been considerable discussion about a cross-community working group likely catalyzed by the GNSO and the CCNSO, but certainly with welcoming participation by the other ACSOs, that would be focused strictly on the IANA stewardship transition. So it would be separate and distinct from the already existing Internet Governance CCWG.
So, Byron, can I just ask a question about that? Because I was on the registry constituency call this morning, and Bruce Tonkin was on the call, and I sort of made any there were two issues one, that he was talking about. One, he was talking about the, you know, the IANA transition that has to include this kind of larger group, ISTARs, whatever, directly affected constituencies, and then there's the ICANN accountability thing, and, you know, so I just sort of asked him to back up a little bit and said, like, all of the comments on both of these things have been basically saying, ICANN, this is too top down. You know, you shouldn't be, like, forming the committee and then asking people to comment on peripheral issues. You know, the community should be involved in forming the committee. And as sympathetic as I am, and I really am to the timing issue, you guys, again, are wasting time by trying to manage this. And, you know, isn't the right answer that there should be a sort of top-level coordinating committee from ICANN community and maybe from, you know, some of the other ISTARs, whatever, overseeing the whole process so that somebody other than ICANN, which is self-interested, is doing this. And John Robinson sort of jumped in to say, well, you know, and I think you do know, Becky, that we are working on this, you know, proposal for a cross-constituency working group to do that. I, like you, had the notion that that was really just a transition, IANA transition piece. But John seemed to be suggesting that the cross-constituency working group proposal was going to essentially be a top-level community steering group for the multi-stakeholder process for everything, including accountability as well as the technical transition stuff. So I gather that surprises you as much as it surprised me.
Byron, this is Brulot.
Do we lose Byron?
Sorry, talking to myself on mute. So I would be surprised by that interpretation too. Certainly any of the discussions that I've been party to have been about this being focused on IANA stewardship transition. But of course, also recognizing that right now it's an idea being talked about that would need to go to a broader set of folks for drafting and fleshing out any framework. So whenever I have spoken about this, it has always been in the context of IANA stewardship transition, not broader accountability and any of the many other issues that could be discussed. But I think the first step is to... Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I still hear you, Byron.
Okay. Sorry, I got a long beep there.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, part of it is we need to get something started. There is a suggested sort of frame in place, and that would just be a starting point where we could go really have this discussion, but in a more bottom-up, multi-stakeholder way, completely separate and distinct from any top-down imposed, or not imposed, that's sounding more negative than I mean it to be, more top-down structured course of action as has been suggested by ICANN at this point. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I frankly think that, you know, that something, you know, that we kind of need something to break the logjam of the, you know, ICANN sort of putting out a structure and sort of rolling with the structure, and that, you know, something that essentially says, you know, at the very least, there's going to be a community group drafting the proposals that are put out to comment, as opposed to an ICANN staff-only drafting process. So, I mean, your understanding is totally consistent with what my understanding was. But no matter what, we need to get something out there quickly, or time is just going to pass us by in terms of opportunity. So I don't know. I just wanted to confirm that I wasn't crazy in terms of what I thought we had been talking about. I'm not opposed to some kind of at the top across all of the various work streams community steering group either, but I hadn't heard that proposal.
No, that's so all I can say is no, that's not part of the discussion that any part of the discussion that I've ended up being privy to. It's always been about IANA stewardship, cross-community working group, full stop.
And do you have, is there a current draft document?
Yeah, there is actually, there is a current one that I think the GNSO has out there, and right at the second, I don't know exactly where to point you to, but I will certainly push it out as soon as I get my hands on it.
Byron?
Yeah,
Byron, Becky, that one was shared prior to, if you're referring to the initial, say, draft for a cross-community working group, that one was shared just prior to the previous council call.
Yeah, and there was some major, I'm going to say major flaws with that one,
yeah,
because
it
spoke to, let's maybe not drill into that, because it is also, I would say, a straw dog that's, okay, let's, as you just said, Becky, let's break this logjam. Let's get something out there. More importantly, let's get a cross-community drafting team or some such thing to get started on it and get that multi-stakeholder process rolling. So I would say that's where it's at right now.
Byron, this is Roloff.
Hi, Roloff, go ahead.
Byron, I don't know how about the others, but I can hear you very well. I can hear Bart. I could hear Becky talk, but I have no idea what she was saying. So could you just summarize her voice, baby?
Okay. Becky had indicated that she had been on a call with the GNSO Council this morning, and during discussion, Jonathan Robinson, the chair of the GNSO, had indicated that some of the discussions that are being had about how do we create a truly bottom-up multi-stakeholder participating group into the process, what would its work include? And the way she heard it this morning, that work was going to include all of the accountability elements as well as IANA transition-related elements. And that was different from what I had said before and where her thinking was that there would be, in a sense, two separate activities, one focused strictly on the IANA stewardship stream of activity and another separate and distinct one on the accountability piece. But it had appeared to her in this morning's GNSO call that those had been conflated and brought together. And my response was, that's not my understanding. My understanding is that IANA stewardship transition would be its own unique cross-community working group. So that correct me if I'm wrong, Becky, but in essence, that was what you were saying. So I think that's what Becky was saying.
Correct.
Okay, thanks, Byron.
So it's a bit, I guess like so many things in the very early days, it's certainly a bit messy, and there's obviously, as we've just heard, some confusion in the messaging and understanding. Over the next very short period, and I'm talking within the week, we're going to have to get a crisper understanding of where we're at on this and be able to bring something forward to our council, just to begin with, and I'm sure the GNSO as well. And then it was, at least to date, my understanding that if we can get organized in a general agreement, i.e., GNSO, CCNSO, then we'd be in a position to invite other SOACs to join us in this more bottom-up endeavor than we're seeing from ICANN right now with the steering group effort around IANA transition. So that is definitely not sort of a crisp plan of action by any stretch at this point, but given where we're at in the process, that's what I'm seeing and hearing, and expect to have greater clarity and more to share literally within the week. So that in a sense brings both the accountability and the stewardship agenda items that I'd suggested for this call. I think that pretty much covers them, unless there's any other questions or comments.
Byron, this is Carolina. I do have a comment.
Please go ahead.
For ICANN London, what ICANN will do is they will basically communicate how the steering committee will be shaped. And what we are discussing now is that actually, the process is not exactly being as multi-stakeholder or capturing the comments received by ourselves, by the community.
I think that's correct. My sense or my view is ICANN has created a process that to some degree was probably a straw dog, which was the steering group, and it very clearly articulated who would be on it and how many people from each community, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then sought comment on it, of which there were, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was something like 1,000 comments on it.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah. Many of which shared some of the elements that Becky just talked about not being happy about a very much top-down, fairly rigid and already composed structure, i.e. the steering group.
Yeah.
So that's ICANN's perspective on how it would be run and what the composition would be. What we're really talking about with a potential cross-community working group is this would be something self-formed by the communities, of which right now CCNSO, GNSO would be likely leadership or catalytic organizations, because we comprise the registries, right? We're the directly affected parties.
Yeah, the most directly affected parties. Yeah.
That's right. And this is not meant to be a grab or anything. It's just somebody has to start it. So makes sense we would. And then bring in SAC, ALAC, the GAC, et cetera, to also participate. And through that kind of a cross-community working group, be able to, and this is to be determined, so what I say, what I'm about to say is strictly an idea. I have no sense if this would be the case, but if a cross-community working group put forward a report, then perhaps it goes into whatever the ICANN structure ends up being, feeds into the working, or the steering group, but then all those constituencies and the members of those constituencies in the cross-community working group could also have the opportunity to take that work, make it their own, and feed it in separately. That's how I could see it working. And the reason I say that is the model we had with the SOP,
yes,
I thought was actually a pretty good model in that the SOP itself fed directly into, in that case, the ICANN strategic or operating planning process. But many of our members and registries basically took the SOP's work, cut and pasted it or copied it or made it their own in some way, and sent it in on their own. So they took all of the heavy lifting that the SOP did and, in a sense, leveraged that in the input process.
Byron, this is Byron.
Go ahead.
Maybe as an alternative, this is what you see as well, say, with the FOI and in the past with the IDNC and with the new cross-community working groups, is that you see that these working groups report to the participating SOs and ACs, and they then allow, or as a result, either the working group itself or the SOs and ACs submit it.
Agreed, and I, like I say, I'm not being prescriptive on this at all, because I think that'll be the work of the CCWG itself on how they're going to best leverage the work that they do. But yeah, that makes good sense. So, Carolina, does that actually answer your question? Okay.
Yes. No. It does. I mean, I'm curious, and I'm just thinking. I hope it does have an impact, and that just sort of keeping to the schedule won't, drive this the process into a little bit to the margins, because an announcement has to be made in London, so and we are only 2.5 weeks away from that. So,
right. I think I totally agree that you've got to get out of wheel spinning mode here.
Yeah, I mean, to use the phrase, what is it? Storming, forming, and norming. We're still in the storming phase, right? Which is without a doubt a bit chaotic and not clear. But like I said, within the next week, we're going to have to get clear. So when we roll into London, we're going to be able to start to do the heavy lifting and the real work on this, whatever this specifically ends up being. But you know, there is a skeleton, a draft of a charter. It's definitely got some holes and problems with it, but it's a start, and we, I think, need to get going with an initial cross-community drafting team, and then move forward to then offload whatever comes out of that to a cross-community working group, and there really capture the essence of the bottom-up participation. Mm-hmm. Don, you wanted to say something?
I do. Thank you very much. So there was a, just to make sure that I understand, there was a proposal that came out the 8th of April, and I think that's what you're saying is still the only thing that's on the table. That called for submissions on the 8th of May. There were a lot of submissions, and there has been no revised program. Is that correct?
That is certainly my understanding, unless any of the ICANN staff. I haven't seen anything.
No, there. I don't think that there has been anything. I do think, based on Bruce's input this morning, that at least some members of the board are aware that there is this cross-community working group proposal, but it's not very much on their, it's not very high on their agenda at the moment until we get something in.
And the other thing, Don, I'll just as a piece of information, Teresa has reached out to all the SOAC chairs and organized a call for tomorrow afternoon. And the title of the call is on the status of the process relating to the NTIA stewardship. So we've been given nothing more, and it was only organized very, very recently. So that suggests to me
Something's
happening. But other than the title of the meeting invite, I have nothing more to offer until the meeting tomorrow afternoon.
So that sounds to me that ICANN has digested the 1,000 or so submissions and is now ready to now has a second go at it, and they want to start socializing it. So that makes sense.
Yeah, that's.
But what you're suggesting with these cross-community working groups, I think, is the approach that the IAB and several other of the submissions said, which is, why don't you leave it to us, that our respective communities, to come up with some solutions, and instead of having a steering group driving it, have a change it to a coordinating group that would bring in sort of like an accordion, bringing in the information of what's happening in each of the three affected communities, and then letting them share and then taking that back. Does that sound right, or am I missing something again?
No, I think that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we don't
know. And your cross-community, let me just finish. Your cross-community working group is focusing just on the names perspective, so not numbers or protocols. Is that also correct?
Certainly not protocols, and yes, I would say it's the name space, although having, you know, it probably would make sense to have some RIR participation in a cross-community working group. Potentially, I'm not prescribing it, but I wouldn't be adverse to it on first thought.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss something that had come out of this jumble. So that's okay. I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Becky, did you want to say something?
No, only to say, I mean, we just don't know whether ICANN is going to go for the let us come to you with a solution as opposed to, you know, you're creating and structuring the group.
Right.
And you said there's a call tomorrow, Byron, that you think may involve?
I'm just going strictly by the title, which I read to you, so it would seem they have some message to deliver, although I literally don't know anything more than the title of the meeting yet, and that's tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern time. And all SOAC chairs have been invited. So, I'll be happy to share what comes out of that when it comes out.
Okay, well, it'll be good to hear what's going on.
Scheduled for a 30-minute call, so it sounds like it's... I don't know. They must have some push sound bites they want to deliver, because having been on a few SOAC calls, it seems hard to believe they'll get anything done in 30 minutes, but that's what's scheduled.
All right. Well, I'm just, for what it's worth, I'm having drinks with Teresa Swinehart this evening, and if I get any suggestions about what's going on, I will pass them on.
Okay. Well, you may get a sneak preview ahead of us then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So that, I think, is probably as much as we can glean on those issues at the moment. And the couple of other things that I'd suggested we could talk about on this call were about reaching out to non-CCNSO CCs. And I think most of us have seen the list that Katrina created, which indicates membership in CCNSO versus non-members. So So how are we going to help facilitate and reach out to make sure that the non-CCNSO members are at the very least well aware of this and hopefully encourage participation in this process? And obviously to me, the ROs probably have the best reach into those non-CCNSO members. So since we have a couple of you here, do you have any thoughts on how we might best be able to do that? And actually even just within your own regions, are you able to actually contact all of those, all of your regional CCs? Yeah, non-CCNSO members.
Yes, or even, I mean, non-LAC TLD or other regional organization members. I mean, that's the challenge. Well, I've been in touch with some CCs that were sort of like asking, like, I mean, like they've been around LAC TLD for a while, but they haven't actually joined the organization. And well, today we have two new members who will be announcing them shortly. I mean, from Guyana, which is great because they are not CCNSO members. And Trinidad Tobago, which it's a CCNSO member. I've also been in, contacting independently CCTLDs from the Caribbean, which is the region where we have the greatest problems in LAC TLD in terms of outreach. And well, I'm expecting a response from them. The idea is to invite them to our meeting in Aruba in November. I mean, to make it sort of as open as possible to even to non-LAC TLD members. That's what we were thinking about now. I mean, but we don't have a strategy, and it's not something that we have yet formally discussed at board level. But these are the news on my side.
Okay, and Don, how about yourself?
So APTLD has a meeting scheduled September 15th, 16th in Brisbane, which is coincident with the APNIC meeting. We have written to all our, a formal invitation to all our members in case they need it for a visa or internal process, inviting them to the meeting, pointing out that we will be having extensive discussion about the NTIA transition program. And we have written to the same or similar letter to all non-members of APTLD in the region. And we have been, we will be working with the ICANN liaison vice presidents going through on a country-by-country basis of who's who and how do we engage them and how do we bring them to the community. So our current focus is on Brisbane, and our desire is to get every CTLD from the Pacific to attend and to get every CCTLD from Southeast Asia to attend. So those are sort of the two neighbors, and to get them involved in the discussion. Does that help?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And then I guess you'd be able to, so you have a pretty good list too, that so for further messaging you can and should be able to reach out to them. Is that fair to say, or is that overstating it?
So we, that is a very optimistic
statement. Okay.
We have a list, and over the past 6 months we've been reaching out to everyone. And sometimes the emails work, and sometimes the phone numbers work, and sometimes they don't. So there are, as you can imagine, CCs that they're just not, they're perhaps one-man bands, they're just, they're an adjunct to somebody's normal business, they're a pain in the butt in terms of the host business, they don't want to know about it, and it's there, and they do it, and it's some guy's job to make sure that nothing breaks. They're not active managers.
Yes, I tend to have the same perspective as Don with respect to the smaller registries in the Caribbean region. because we do contact them on a yearly basis. Every time we organize our technical workshop, we have a hands-on strand during the week, and we invite non-LACTLD members. Whether or not they're members or not, they are all invited to come and join and I mean, benefit from the training. So we do contact them yearly for that workshop, and usually, I mean, it's very difficult to get people to move, even if you offer some travel assistance. I mean, for the smaller registries, it's very difficult to leave the operations, or sometimes, as Don mentions, email doesn't work, phone doesn't work. I mean, other times it doesn't.
Right.
They cannot leave the desk. So I mean, that's a reality. So there will be challenges. I mean, and maybe not even e-participation tools will be enough. So we have to see. We have to really work more on that matter.
And Bart, do you know from the IANA perspective how accurate their contact information is?
Not really. What might be worth pursuing is we might ask Xavier for a list, because shortly the CFO will send out letters to all CCTLDs. And that's that one is more accurate.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good way to get them to step up, to ask them for some money.
No, it's nothing to do with that, Don.
Oh, that's not the CCNSO contribution?
As you know, the CCNSO doesn't want a contribution.
Oh, right.
This
I'm sorry.
This is a email list, and some of you were aware in the past, which I can use, which is more accurate than the IANA database one, because it reflects, and it's directed at more at the administrative people within a CCTLD. It will be used shortly for invoicing. For a letter asking to find a voluntary contribution to ICANN, but maybe Xavier is willing to share it so we can use it, say, this group and others can use it, because it's the most up-to-date list.
Okay. Well, we are going to have to... And we'll have to take this to the council, but we are going to have to sort out some way and have some participation by, you know, I don't want to say working group, but some kind of group to try to consolidate this and have the CCNSO do some outreach to non-CCNSO members to try to at least, like I say, educate them, follow on the work the ROs are already doing, but also reach out to those who are not part of the RO's constituency.
Yeah. Byron and the rest, if you look at the numbers, you talk about, say, I think at the end of the day, you talk about 40 CCTLDs who are not member of either the regional organizations or of the CCNSO. Most of them are located in the Caribbean and Asian Pacific, in the Pacific area, and also in Africa. These are the real issues.
Yes.
So I think, say,
I
say
have
the
made
business
contact with a few, and they say, "Yep, they're." Thank you for keeping me appraised. And let them know if anything of interest happens. So we are reaching out.
Yeah, but the point is, I think if focusing the efforts, I think the real focus should be on these 40, because through either the combined efforts of the regional organizations and the CCNSO, you reach the others.
And and the ICANN vice presidents, regional vice presidents.
Yes, but that could be part of the solution. That's I fully agree, but it's first of say that the regional organisations and the CCNSL at either in London start to focus on how to reach these 40, because these are that's the real issue, and the regional vice president could play a role there.
Yeah, so I would think one of the things we're going to need on the council agenda for London is a path forward in terms of how we hope to actually execute on outreach and increase the participation.
Yeah.
So why don't we park that for now and make sure that as an agenda item it ends up on the council's agenda for London.
Yeah.
Okay, being somewhat conscious of time, we've got about 10 minutes left. Are there any other subjects that folks wanted to raise? And I do have one that I touched on at the beginning, which is around making sure we have enough of the right people on all of these various streams of activity. And, you know, given how many streams of activity there are, it's going to require a reasonable number of people. Just want to have that some preliminary discussion around that. But are there any other topics that folks wanted to raise? Hearing none, but you're free to...
Sorry. Just one for the others. Say there is this suggestion from the drafting team, or from a few from the drafting team, that you sent, because you didn't touch upon that one, a letter directly to Steve and Fadi on the processes and the lack of response time.
Yes, and I will send that out.
Yeah, but the others are not aware of it.
Okay, well, as part of a comment on the fact that ICANN's processes, as articulated, are sufficiently constrained from a timing perspective that the comment periods don't even allow for us as the CCNSO and the other SONACs, I believe, but certainly most importantly us, to go through our defined process to create a community comment. So in a sense, by definition, the ICANN process has actually short-circuited our ability to provide comment. And hence, as I mentioned earlier, we are only going to, for the June 6th deadline, provide a comment that says the timing was too short and we reserve the right to make comment during the reply period. In addition to that, I'm going to send a letter direct to Steve and Fadi, Steve Crocker and to Fadi, effectively making that same comment in certainly a more fulsome way. But I will share that with the council in the next day or so before it goes out and in a sense have a negative option. If anybody has a real problem with it, they can provide me feedback. But really that's the essence of what I'm going to say. But I don't think it's controversial. It's basically stating the fact, hey, your process doesn't allow us to run our process, so how do you expect us to get any facts in or any comments in?
And that's even the case for regional organizations. I mean, it's only board members who have managed to comment, to put up a comment on the accountability framework with this deadline.
Right.
We couldn't consult our members with that kind of timing. So.
And that, in a sense, is, you know, we made, as a CCNSO council, we provided that comment coming out of Singapore, but that didn't allow the full membership to have its, you know, full voice.
Exactly.
And I've already had a comment just you know, a direct comment to me questioning that, like, why would you do that? Now, it really was the emails that I received personally, it was an honest question. Why were you doing it that way? And when explained, it was, you know, then it was understood and acknowledged. But we don't want to be doing that too often. So that's the nature of the email that I intend to send to Steve and Fadi, but I will circulate it before it gets sent. So as a final note then, as I mentioned, we will have a number of streams of activity that we're going to have to make sure we resource effectively. There's going to be a call for volunteers, and while we have had, in a sense, probably a little bit of a lull in work group activity over the last couple of ICANN meetings, though the SOP and the FOI continue to grind out lots of work, there has been a little bit of a lull, but I expect over the next 1 to 2 ICANN meetings, you know, there will be a number of work groups formed, as well as the requirement for us to participate in other venues, such as the ICANN steering committee, if in fact that goes forward, but assuming at this point that it does. So certainly those of us who are interested and informed, as anybody almost, you know, by default in this group is, we are definitely going to have to figure out strategically how we best distribute the resources that we have to maximum effect. And that doesn't preclude doing a call for volunteers and getting other people involved, but we're also going to want to make sure that each of these sets of activities has people on it to maximize the effectiveness of the CCNSO. So I leave that with you almost more as food for thought in terms of how we're going to do that and where you might like to participate. but we're going to need the folks who are interested and experienced and have some time to step up and participate in these streams of activity over the next while. And hopefully also encourage your peers who might not necessarily put their hand up to begin with. Encourage your peers to get involved. Our peers to get involved. Because it can't, it can't be the same handful of folks who tend to cover these issues, because there's just going to be too many running concurrently, requiring too much time. And we need to get more people more involved in these interrelated topics. And with that, unless there's any final or closing comments, I'd say our hour is drawing to a close.
Thank you, Byron. Okay. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you, folks.
Yeah, thank
and
you, Byron.
We will talk again soon and see you shortly in London.
Okay.